Welcome back, little Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Your handsome but humble host, Ray I. Here with the Matty G. Tiny Tim co-hosting, filling in for the Mogul Boggler. Great show on this Saturday morning. Little rain music, little flood music this morning. We're talking turkeys. It's our last turkey show because turkey season's last weekend right now, right?
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, we're coming to you, 590 The Fan. KFNS, baby. Yeah, baby. We're in the Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within our bunker in an undisclosed location. The May issue of Outdoor Guide is out, and so is the May issue of Midwest Outdoors. 50 years, baby. 50 years, May issue. We got Mark Strand coming on a little later. He was at the Media Hunt. He's going to be talking about what's in the May issue when we get him on. Yeah. And we want to send our best out to Bobby Whitehead at Outdoor Guide. I know they're working hard. They got a lot of stuff going on. And really a shame, all the flooding, all the damage down in the Ozarks and during our hunt. It was just a terrible, terrible thing. Oh, I got another quick couple. I'm going to give you this one. See if you – it's too little a print for me. That's with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. They're going to have their deal in Kansas City. But the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame will be 2017 in August. And this year, it's the 16th annual. I mean, that's – August 26th, dockside. It's going to be in the Cumberland River, of course, on the riverboat. You know. But got a really cool announcement that they've added, the Outdoor Manufacturing Excellence Award of the Year, and it's going to be Mossberg.
There you go. Linda won an award for good reason.
Won that award. And also they're going to have the Outdoor American Organization of the Year Award, and it's going to go to the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Wow. Yeah. Well-deserved.
Good stuff. Yeah. I'm glad Peanut laid back down. I thought she had to go outside and go potty there for a minute.
Oh, that would have been a radio emergency. Yeah,
radio emergency. great, you know, just a great time in here this morning, huh, Tim? What a great show we've had. And Joe sounded great. He was at the Ozark Cafe, and it was just cool talking to everybody. Billy was out on the turkey. This is too much fun. I can't wait to get Mark on. And, of course, I got the Wild Man Billy coming up, too, so it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, the show's not over yet. We got a lot of show to cover still. Yeah. Our friends over at the Conservation Federation of Missouri want to invite folks to the third annual Explore the Outdoors Kansas City event held in Penguin Plaza at Kansas City Zoo April 29th.
Kansas City Zoo.
2017.
I can't read that. Why did they put press releases with such small print?
I don't know, but if you had a time machine, you could probably attend this.
It's over?
It's April 29th.
Well, what did they send it to me for? Well, good. So you need a time machine to get this? I'm glad you announced it.
So okay. Hopefully everyone that went
so you
had
did,
a great
that
time.
That was a very Vogler.
You did a Vogler Vogler. You read an event that was over. Yes. Perfect. Hey, we got a guest on the line we need to get to. You know that? We need to play a little song before we intro our next guest. How about a little intro music for this next guest? Let it play, baby. Let her eat.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Strong.
I am invincible.
Invincible.
I am one.
Yeah, she is. My little turkey hunting buddy. Back from the Ozarks. They're wrapping up our turkey season. We're going to talk about it, recapping our media hunt and talking about the flooding. What a great show. And on the line with us, beautiful young lady, great personality, pretty as a sow's ear.
I guess that's good.
She's a cutie pie. Yes, she is. Melissa Girdley. Hey, Melissa. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. It doesn't sound the same as it did in the blind with the rain coming down.
different pitch in there.
Yeah. Wow. So we had a great hunt. We had a good time. We had some nasty weather, of course, but really, what a great opportunity that for us. Me and Mark was shooting television, of course, to have a beautiful young lady come into camp that's never killed a turkey, wanted to go on a hunt, and I'll tell you, you make a much better subject matter for that camera than this old ugly Uncle Ray and Mark or even Tiny Tim, who is the man that thanked you for coming in camp so now he's not the prettiest. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, gosh, I had so much fun. And, you know, you say you guys had an incredible opportunity to take me. I feel like I'm the blessed one that had an incredible opportunity to go with you guys. And,
well, thank you.
And I felt like I was a sponge the whole time, just absorbing everything I could from you guys.
And what a great trip. Bunch of old hairy legs out there in the middle of the woods in the Ozarks. Some beautiful young girls like, what is she doing with us? What is she doing out here? She's a hunter. That's what she was doing out here.
And Melissa probably had the quote of the week for me. And that so day two, she's kind of talking about day one and what an adventure that was. And she said, all I came for was to eat some biscuits and gravy. And she got wrapped up in this media hunt with us. And
that's awesome, though. That's really.
I know, and I didn't even get biscuits and gravy. I was too late because the bridge was out.
Next
you
time.
Guys were already leaving when I got there.
Yeah. Next time.
Next time. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your experience as a first-time hunter to end up with a camera crew and a media hunt with the outdoor media.
Oh, man. You know, I was telling my friends about it and just talking with Chance about it and, you know, and thinking about it all this week. And, I can't even pick a favorite moment. The whole time was my favorite. I mean, my face has finally stopped from being sore from laughing so hard. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time. And it's like you said, Ray, you know, if you can't have fun out there, you know, you might as well go home. And I felt like I had so much fun and learning so much from, you know, from Tim and Bill and Mark and you and just being able to have the opportunity. I mean, it's priceless.
Well, you
I
know...
Mean, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just thinking. My mind was jumping when you were saying it. I was saying, you know, yeah, you learned a lot, too, how we snuck up to the truck and got the last pieces of bread and the mayonnaise sandwiches. Didn't tell Mark we was eating. He was starving back of the blind. That's a pretty special moment.
And you had the presence of mind to record it all.
Yeah, she did a great job with that. Yeah. And then we got back to the building, the shed, when we came back, and there was only one piece of lunch meat and the other. And me and Melissa looked at each other. We threw down a piece of bread. We was eating it real quick before Mark came in.
Poor Mark.
And he came in. He caught me, didn't he? He goes, Raymond.
Yeah, I think he's planning his revenge. He did say that he hopes he's never with us when we're starving.
I know. He will. So how about those Ozark Hills and the cabin and going out in the woods and hearing those turkeys?
Oh, my gosh. That's why I love living down here in the Ozarks. I mean, just beautiful country down here. And, you know, getting to sit in that blind with you guys. And when that sun started to come out and, you know, and I have a little video on my phone where you actually stepped outside of the blind and you were calling. You were out there calling and the sun peeked out. And I think Mark was out there getting his microphone. I just kind of took like a pan of everything. And just so cool, so beautiful. Such an amazing experience. I really don't think that you could go anywhere else and get something like that.
That's true. Well, I got a request this morning. I want to ask you something. I want to see if you're willing and ready for a rematch and go hunting with me again and see if we can't finish this movie sometime.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good, because see, we've already got all this footage of you sleeping in the blind and eating sandwiches, you know, eating mayonnaise sandwiches and all these different things and getting up and go potty real quick with your eyes all bugged out. I got to go potty. We got all this stuff. Now we need you shooting a turkey.
We do. Yeah. Absolutely. And hopefully we stay out of people's yards.
Yeah. Yes.
Stay away from the yard birds.
Yeah. There's another story. wait till you see that video. Wow, I'm going to have to beep a couple things, but it's a pretty good video. Great stalk. Great time.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Melissa. Enjoyed spending time with you and hunting with you. And you were very much fun in camp and a great sport about everything. We really appreciate that, too. And I'll tell you what, you sure are a pretty girl.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you so much for taking me.
Gosh, absolutely. You're a pretty girl inside and out is what I meant to say. You're a pretty girl.
Oh,
all
well,
the way through,
you.
Girl.
Well, thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful person. We enjoyed you very, very much. And but right now, you know, you're way down there, so I'm just like looking over at the Tiny Tim.
Yep, and I'm packing my bags to leave. Melissa, you need to come up here.
We got to get you to the station.
I would love to. I think I would have fun up there.
I know. You'd have fun anywhere. I spent some time with you down there. You'd have fun anywhere. You do a good job. You enjoy yourself. It's great. And we're sorry about what you had to go through with the flood. Another reason, too, we wanted to take you hunting and get you happy because you were going through quite a trauma down there with the water up and getting into your home and stuff. And you hadn't killed a turkey, and you're a pretty girl, and you had a great personality. It was meant to be. This was meant to happen.
I feel like that. I feel definitely like God has just blessed me. You know, after leaving my house and, like you said, the flood and getting water in my house, I went out there for 2 days and I come home and I was like, oh, geez, yeah, this happened. I forgot. I've been living in a fantasy world.
A little diversion.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, we asked Joe a while ago. We wanted to make sure he wasn't at Roy's. We didn't want to talk to him if he was at Roy's because we weren't there.
Joe's actually inside Ozark Cafe. I'm at the same restaurant as them too.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you, Melissa. Thanks for coming on the show with us. Enjoyed hunting with you, and we'll stay in touch. I got a lot of pictures and stuff coming your way, and some video and some things for you, and we'll do this again, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Keep all those right. boys in line.
Yeah, keep them boys in line. Good luck with that.
I'll try.
Yeah. And save Uncle Ray a big old hug, okay?
I sure will.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. How cool is that?
She's a real turkey. She hasn't killed anything yet, but she's a real turkey hunter.
I pity the next turkey walks in front of that girl.
Right. Smoked. Whoa. Well, and just to stay out, because like I said, Monday it was cold and rainy and overcast and quiet, and she stuck it out.
Yes, she did. Mark Strand says he's available to call, but we're out of time in this segment. We're not going to be able to get to him. So we're going to call it. We'll try to get him on early because him and the boy killed a turkey, but we're going to get him for an interview here in a minute, so we're going to do the interview. So with that, we're going to take a break and run over to the other side, baby.